Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Donkey of the day for Tuesday, April 20th, 420. Killer Mike's born day goes to Lakeisha Golden. Now, according to her GoFundMe, it says she's from Nashville, Tennessee. Who is Lakeisha Golden? Well, believe it or not, even though she's the one getting donkey of the day today, a lot of you have something in common with Lakeisha Golden. See, a lot of y'all going to prison for COVID-19 loan fraud cases. I don't want to hear it. You knew you was lying when you filled out the application, okay? As of April 15th, 2021, there's over $189 billion in questionable PPP loans, okay? I read an article on pogo.org that said when it comes to PPP fraud cases, law enforcement is just scratching the surface. Oh, they just getting started, okay? The Pogo article spoke on how the SBA's oversight of its taxpayer-backed lending programs proved inadequate, because they became a feeding ground for fraudsters. A bunch of hitman scammy scams. Well, guess what, Uncle Scam? Uncle Sam wants you. And by wants you, I mean wants your ass in prison. Okay, the Justice Department has brought criminal charges against at least 209 individuals in 119 cases related to PPP fraud since banks and other lenders began processing loan applications on behalf of the SBA, okay, on April 3rd, 2020. And according to Pogo.org, this is just the beginning. Let me tell you something. I have never claimed to be the highest grade of weed in the dispensary. I have told you over and over that I am not the strongest Avenger, but I told you all last year in the middle of this pandemic when they started giving out these damn PPP loans that a bunch of y'all was going to prison. LLC Twitter was born during the pandemic. Okay, all of y'all with your dumbass LLC names, you got your slave master's last name LLC'd. Jenkins LLC. And Johnson LLC, and Jackson LLC, naming LLCs after things going on in your life. Ain't got no job LLC, living with mom at 32 LLC, only smoke exotic LLC. I hate you niggas LLC. Well, that's mine. That's my LLC. I just established that in my brain for people I don't talk to after 5 p.m., and that's you. Okay, but listen, who told y'all the government was giving out free money? You Negroes believe in every BS conspiracy theory. Oh, 5G towers are causing COVID. Oh, the earth is really flat. But when it comes to the Paycheck Protection Program, lending out $755 billion to businesses as of April 11th, you thought it was all good? You thought that the government's cup just runneth over? And they are finally going to do right by the American people? No, it was a trap. Okay, was it a way to help legitimate small businesses? Yes, but they all also knew the poor and disenfranchised among us who were in dire need at the time would take advantage of these loans. That's why they didn't stop the alleged fraud, because they were playing the long game. Take the money, ball out. We gonna come get your ass later, okay, and throw you under the jail and get some free labor out your ass. Fraudulent PPP loans, making false statements to the SBA, carry a fine of up to $1 million and 30 years of federal imprisonment. And guess who doesn't feel sorry for you? Me. Okay, because you LLC Twitter niggas know, okay, y'all know everything about everyone else's business, but don't know how to handle your own. And now, okay, eventually you will find yourself in a situation like Lakeisha Golden is in. First of all, let me tell you something. I respect Lakeisha Golden, and I'm gonna tell you why. She's honest. See, Lakeisha started a GoFundMe yesterday with the title, "Help Me Pay Back the PPP Loan." And the details of the loan, she said, and I'm gonna read it just the way she typed it. I got 20,000 PPP loan. Now the feds after me. PLZ. Help, I can't do jail. I got 3 kids. DAT need me. So far, she's raised $3,513. Who are you, Captain Saver, niggas? Okay, sometimes you must get out of the way of the lesson God is trying to teach a person. Lakeisha, you can't use the same excuse you used when you applied for the loan, okay? I need to see what your LLC name is. Can we look that up? Can we look up what Lakeisha Golden's LLC name is? I'm thinking it's something like Living Life Golden LLC, Golden Girl LLC, Gold in My Watch, Gold in My Chain LLC, or Was It All Golden Everything LLC. I hate when I can smell niggatry. I like to center my niggatry subtle, okay? Anyway, you can't use the same excuse you used when you applied for the loan. I guarantee when you convinced yourself to commit this crime, you said you have to do what you got to do. You got 3 kids. DAT needs you. Now that you're facing jail time, you can't go to jail because you got 3 kids. DAT needs you. Now she's got 91 donors. I saw her post an update yesterday. She said, keep donations coming. Y'all, my kids need me out here. FR. If you don't speak fluent, nigga, that means for real, for real. What I don't understand is the people donating money and scolding her at the same time. Okay? 3 hours ago, someone donated $5 and said, dumbass, how you blow through 20K? Some anonymous person donated $1,000. I need you to know, anonymous, that God is not pleased with that. You getting in the way of what God is trying to teach Lakeisha Golden. Lakeisha, this isn't your first poor choice in life. Okay? And God is tired. He's been sending all your prayer requests to his spam folder because you just don't listen. All right? Somebody named Claus CL donated $1,000. Claus? Why? Claus, if your first name isn't Santa, I don't see the need for the gift. Katie Sweeney donated $600. She donated $100 once and another $500 later. Katie, I know you might be trying to create some good karma for yourself, but this isn't the way. Whatever happens to Lakeisha Golden, she earned it. Okay, what she didn't earn was that $20,000, but she earned that time she's going to get. Yes, I don't want to see her away from her kids, but guess what? She shouldn't want to see herself away from her kids. Therefore, she needs to make better choices. I love everybody donating just to get jokes off, but you're donating too much. $5 is too much. Okay, donate $1 to get these jokes off. Somebody donated $5 and put, tell me you're a broke-ass B without telling me you're a broke-ass B. Somebody put, prison jumpsuit designer for $5. Somebody else put, have fun in jail, girl, bye, not bye, B-U-B-Y-E-B-U-Y. And then they donated $5. I don't know, man. You know, let me not knock this woman's hustle. If y'all want to give this woman $20,000 to pay her PPP loans off, that's on you. But when do people learn from their mistakes if they never have to deal with the consequences of said mistake? How will Lakeisha Golden ever know true responsibility if she can just finesse the system for $20,000 when she's broke and then finesse people with a sob story to pay that money back? No, 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 no. Listen, message for all you future convicts who are going to jail for PPP fraud. I hope the double wide trailer you bought in the country was worth it. Okay, don't be surprised if they take that back if you can't pay the loan back. Okay, I hope the trip to Miami was worth it. Finger Lickin' is a good ass restaurant, isn't it? You stayed at Fountain Blue. You enjoyed the cookies. Okay, great. Those memories will get you through those long, lonely nights in that cell. I don't feel sorry for you. I know real legitimate small businesses who had to go under because they couldn't get no money from these PPP loans. So I have no remorse for your finessing ass. Okay, the word of the day is accountability. All right, you either make yourself accountable or you will be made accountable by your circumstances. Please let Remy Ma give Lakeisha Golden the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker, are you? Dumb.
And you better not be over there on your phone donating to her. Envy.
I am. You know, I wasn't paying attention. I just heard PPP scam. You want to play a game?
No. No need to play a game with this one.
Hey, okay. Powerful niggardry at work.
That's all this is.
So you don't want to play a game?
No,
right?
No, no. No need to play a game here. We know exactly what this is and who this is.
Damn.
Don't do that. That's black people. This ain't nothing but niggas.
And powerful niggardry at work.
All right.
Where's her GoFundMe at now? Is it doing well?
3,500.
Ain't bad she getting there. All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. Let's ask. 800.
Hold on. You asking this wrong. Go ahead. Ask it.
Why am I asking this wrong?
800. Can I ask it?
Five. Okay. You ask it. You ask it. Go ahead.
Have you or some nigga you know committed PPP fraud? Okay? Want to get it off your chest? Want to beg God or the government for forgiveness? You scared and want to vent? Call us right now.
Now, yes, 800-585-1051. You can remain anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
But have you took the PPP loan and maybe did something you weren't supposed to do with it?
I know it's probably weighing heavy on you. You're waking up in cold sweats. You're hearing stories about Lakeisha Golden. You're seeing people get locked up. It's just on your chest and you just want to vent. You just want to ask God and the government for forgiveness. You can remain anonymous. We just want to know how you feel out there. That's all.
All right. 800-585-1051. And the problem is a lot of people don't know. I heard a rapper say something like, hey, take the money and buy real estate. No, you go to jail for that. But we'll talk about it. 800-585.
Niggas always want to flip something.
1051. Yeah,
you can't. Get something and flip it. Why you guys want to flip something? Go be a gymnast if you want to flip.
You can't flip that. But anyway, we'll talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.